right. Pain relief or no pain relief. Nadia Lawan, first-time mom, is with us. She's expecting her first child. And Nadia, you say you were very, for people who just joined us, you were very militant on doing natural childbirth.
Yeah, I still secretly am.
She's been doing all the yogic things and all the tantric poses and everything to try and make sure everything stretches properly and we're in good shape.
Pre-stretching.
Yes, there we go. And then you went to the hospital.
Yeah, just a checkup. They were monitoring the baby, monitoring me, making sure, you know, things were kosher. And this woman went into birth and went into labor and went nuts. She was screaming like crazy.
Women who were in labor at the time.
Yeah, it was really, really busy. The other three actually were very quiet. They were breathing through it and you could hear the baby cry after, but you couldn't hear much from them. This woman, you could hear everything from her and more. And it was terrifying. I don't know if she was a wuss. I think it was just terrifying.
She is a wuss. I'm saying wuss. We're throwing the wuss word out there.
Oh, gosh. See, that makes me so upset.
Why? Well, she's screaming and freaking out everybody else. I think that's very self-indulgent.
I should have gone and seen her. Yeah. What's going on here?
Well, I remember a nurse telling me, I give birth to Raphael and LaSalle, and I was sort of, you know, going to let out a wail. And she's like, best to conserve your energy for the birth. And so I got the message pretty quickly. We don't want you screaming in here, you
crazy
makes
sense.
Lady. We've got Wendy on the line from Point Claire. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that acupressure is fantastic. I had a very bad experience the first time around, and the epidural actually slowed my labor down to the point I needed an emergency C-section.
Ooh.
Second time I got a midwife, I went to LaSalle because I was at the Jewish for the first. Second was at LaSalle with the midwife. They found the spot. I had back labor. It was really a killer, but they found the spot, pressed on it. No more back pain. I had pressure from the contractions and stuff. And stay away from high-pitched sounds. You get tense. Go with the low sounds if you have to make any. And it was a dream.
It was an awesome
experience the second time.
Thank you.
That's right. And if there's someone screaming in the room next door, send your husband over to wheel her out into the parking lot.
Low sounds.
Thank you, Wendy.
Because you visualize opening up and relaxing. Not like that guy just passed me, but anyway. I wish you all the best. And like I said, find that acupressure point, and it'll be a dream.
Whereabouts is it? Do you remember? The general vicinity.
It's down below the waistline, just above I think it's called the coccyx.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm not
Sounds
sure
like a dirty
exactly
word, but it's
spot.
Not.
But I'm sure a nurse could show you, but certainly a practicing midwife can show you for sure.
All right.
Perfect.
But she's looking at that and thinking, not too bad.
Sounds good.
514-790-0991. You can also text your comments to 514-800. Someone texted in saying, my wife was induced because her due date didn't mesh with the Jewish General Hospital baby ward renovation schedule. Oh, that's charming. So she went through 12 hours of hell. Her epidural was given too late and didn't have any effect.
Oh.
Says, don't be a hero and take it. Well, the men would, because they hate to see you suffer.
Yeah, that's
you know?
It.
That's it. And it's not waves of energy, I'm just telling you. We've got Yael on the line. Hi.
Hi. Well, hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
Hi. Well, my son is 1 year old, so I've been through this not a long time ago. And let me tell you, take the medication.
Okay?
Okay, I have a really high tolerance for pain. I've had tattoos. I've had other surgery. This is the worst pain you will ever feel in your life.
That's okay? True.
And, you know, I thought I did all the classes and I did the stretching and all of that. But when it came down to the pain and when the contractions were a minute apart, I couldn't take it anymore. And you have a window before you can take or not take the epidural. So if it's too much for you, just take it.
Thank
Once you,
you
have it, you feel like, so much better. Just take the medication.
Oh, gosh.
My drugs were invented.
Seriously, that's why they were invented.
Yael, thanks so much. We want to give other people a chance to take the medication.
Take it.
Find the pressure point. We've got Andrea on the line. Hi, Andrea. Well,
Hello?
We don't have Andrea? Okay, that's all right. We got tons of people. We have a male perspective
uh-oh.
From Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi, it's Jack. No, this is not an uh-oh, okay?
Uh-oh, okay.
I've had about, I am not exaggerating, 10 kidney stones.
Oh.
Okay. Luckily, I haven't had any for many years. Now, I know women who have had kidney stones and gave birth because I had always heard that that is the most comparable
pain.
And I want you to
wait a sec. If your kidney stone was 7 pounds, 4 ounces, maybe.
Exactly. So now, I've had kidney stones, and if you give birth, at least you have a child after, okay? But me having kidney stones, there was nothing but pain. I cannot even conceive the thought of having a kidney stone without medication. I have 2 children, and both were born with epidurals. And don't be a heroine, because there is no reason for you to suffer when you have the capacity to get through the pain.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah, that's wrong. Good luck. Oh, you know what? It's, I mean, it is something I think that when you do it, you feel that you've transcended yourself, that you've really accomplished something. Like, you've stared down, you know, that sort of wild beast inside of you and emerged victorious.
Which is why it's truly, it's a challenge to kind of decide one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
No, and you know what? And I understand, because, I mean, some people are saying, well, whatever, have the epidural. But I understand, and I think a lot of women understand, that internal dialogue that you're having with yourself, because it is such a primordial thing that we do as women to give birth. And that sweat, they call it labor for a reason,
yeah.
Right? It's not spa day. and that's something that it's a rite of passage almost, you know, to be able to go through it. And so when you don't experience a rite of passage as nature intended, then you're kind of feeling like, I don't know.
That's
will
it.
Will I be as good a mom? Will I be the fierce warrior mother?
I want to be the fierce warrior mother.
Or will
mother.
I be the big fat wuss?
I don't want to be a wuss.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really, really tough. 514-790-0991. We want to go to one of the texts. You can text to 514-800 saying, hats off to women. Us men will never experience giving birth. That being said, my wife didn't take it because she said she wanted to feel giving birth to our daughter. She's not the first or last to give birth, and I agree, because women in the past used to have 5, 6, 7, even 10 kids. I was wondering how he did it. That's from Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Didn't really clear anything up. But
yeah, well, it didn't clear anything up, but still.
All right. Angela's on the line from Montreal. Hi, Angela.
Yes, hi. So I, you know, when I was pregnant, I thought to myself, you know, for sure I'm going to have an epidural, and I don't know what happened, but about 2 months before, I made a decision to try to do it naturally. And I hired a doula, and my labor was about 9 hours. I pushed for 45 minutes, and I screamed, okay? Like, I'm pretty, because that's how I vocalize my pain. Probably wasn't the best way to do it, but I screamed for 45 minutes. But you know what? My labor, it was great. I mean, I felt really good afterwards. I wasn't groggy. My baby latched on right away on the breast after he was born. And I just had a really, really good birth experience. So I just want to encourage you, like, you know, you can do it. And
thank you.
It's going to hurt. I'm not going to lie. It hurts, right? But it's a productive pain. It's not like you're sick. You don't have a condition. You know, it's a productive pain that will result in something absolutely beautiful and miraculous. And I know I sound like all, you know, hippy-dippy about it, but I really do believe that. And I am the biggest wuss in the world.
Thank you, Angela.
You know, so I really, you know, I would encourage you to, you know, try it. And if, you know, if your labor is 30 hours and you just can't do it yet, nothing left, you know, don't beat yourself up if you do have to have an epidural. But, you know, just tell yourself that you can do it. Women have been giving birth for centuries without pain management.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
That's what I used to tell myself. They're giving birth to them in the fields in China, you know?
That's it.
But it's, and there is that sense of, I don't know, like, first of all, when that child comes out, you're so bloody relieved it's all over. But there is, you want a kind of part of you wants to give a Tarzan yell.
Yeah.
You know? Just to say, I did it! Oh, my gosh. Someone texted in to 514-800 saying, I'm a doula. Everything is about information, knowing what will happen in your body. Get info. There's a lot more than the usual CLSC courses. Are you following a prenatal course?
I did already, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't give tons about how to breathe and how to do this. That's really on your own. You know, they say you could try this, you could try this, you could try this. So it's really up to you to do your research if you're going to do a natural birth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's face it. No matter what you do, that kid's coming out in the end.
Exactly.
Anyway.
And that's what they say. They say the nurses are going to guide you through it, whether you like it or not. It's
oh, you
out.
Will love your nurses. I'm telling
I
you,
love them
you
already.
Developed Stockholm Syndrome for the nurses. CJD time is 12:45. 100. CJD time is 12:50. Coming up after 1 o'clock, talk about what compromises you've had to make as a parent. I think we've realized that you can't have it all. And Nadia LaWand is about to learn that because she is a first-time mom-to-be.
Scared
and,
mom.
Yes. And, you know, she was freaked out by an incident that occurred at the hospital when you went
in
for a
checkup. I was strong like bull before. I was going to get through that labor, no epidural. I wasn't going to do any drugs, very natural. And then I heard a screaming woman in the hospital, and everything changed.
All right. So we're now trying to, well, it's a tug of war, epidural versus natural childbirth. Pedro's on the line from Montreal. Hi. Hello, Pedro. We don't have Pedro. No worries. We've got Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Hello, hello. What's going on today? I guess it's a Thursday afternoon. It's gorgeous. We've got Anne on the line from Nuns Island. Okay. I think we have a problem with the phones. All right. Okay. Hello, Libby.
Hi. Good morning. No, I was going to suggest I'm not somebody who's necessarily averse to medications, but with both of my kids' births, I used the therapeutic baths that were offered at the hospital. One was in a Scandinavian country, and one was here, right in Montreal, for example, the Jewish. Mm-hmm. And it's great because it softens you up. It makes it easier. You control the water temperature. And then when you start feeling, you know, the burning, you're about to give birth and the baby comes out very quickly and you can get up right after and take a shower and walk around.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah. And you're clean.
Yeah, yep. I was just going to say.
That's great. All right, Libby. Okay, perhaps we should check in with a very interested party, right? The father of the aforementioned baby. Jason is on the line. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
So, what do you think of you've been listening, I'm assuming. Are you allowed to have an opinion on this, Jason, by the way? I'm just asking.
Of course I'm allowed. Am I allowed to share it?
Yeah. He is.
Well, you know what? From the get-go, I've been with most of the callers with the epidural. I say it's there. Why not use it? You know, we have that advantage now at this day and age. Let's go for the drug.
Jason's just scared that I'm going to pull his hair out and his arms off.
You know what? I can't even stand the sight of her when she's tired. I'm like, I just want to pick her up and carry her and put her on a bed. I don't care where we are. That hurts. And to see her screaming, you know, I'll deal with whatever I need to deal with. That's for sure. And I'll be there for her. But if the drugs are there and she needs to make that opinion, that option beforehand, then I'd say go for the drugs.
Now, what about her, you as a guy, well, I don't know if guys get this, but this, the whole warrior woman thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to be strong.
Yeah. And not, I want to be strong. It's a false bravado.
No.
But like, I want to reach down into the pit of my soul and pull that
and
strength out. Yeah. And conquer my fear and conquer myself.
But I say, go for it. and give me the epidural.
I knew he was going to say that.
Well, listen, Jason, good luck. Thanks for joining us. Congrats. You've got a great gal. You know, we love her.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I think, it, you know, for a lot of men, that's it. They don't want to see you suffer.
Yeah.
So you're the guys
totally
who are like, go for the
thing.
Epidural.
That's it.
Go for it. So what do you think? 514-790-0991. Nadia LaWand, our mom-to-be. Still wrestling with the decision.
Still wrestling.
Drugs or natural childbirth. Nadia LaWand, mom-to-be for her first child, got totally freaked out at the hospital after hearing some woman screaming her head off in labor, and is a seed of doubt was planted in her decision to have a natural childbirth. Hey, you know what? We've had some really good...
Really good.
Yeah, really good advice.
Like, I have notes. I have stuff to look up now.
No kidding. Well, we've got Greta on the line. Hello, Greta.
Hi, how are you? Listen, about umpteen years ago, the famous doctor's name was Dr. Nathan Friedman. If you're a senior, you know him, not you. I'm talking about people who are listening, and I know many who do. And I was only 20, and I learned 10 days before I gave birth that I was going to have twins.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Anyhow, the pain was terrible, and we found out only at the end that my babies were coming out feet first, not head. And that is still worse. and he wouldn't give me anything to soften my pain. But he knew that I was able to sing in those days. And he said to me, Greta, can you sing? Sing something. And I sang You Made Me Love You, and my first son was born to You Made Me Love You.
Oh, yes.
And then when the second one had to come out, I said, shall I sing some more? He said, no, it's fine.
He was getting a little sick of that song, Greta, probably. That was the problem. We've got Susanna from Kirkland. Hi, Susanna.
Hi. I've had two children and have experienced both, not because of my will. I just want to say one thing. It's a personal decision. The second thing is that we used to have surgery before anesthesia was invented, and I haven't known any man to get operated on without having anesthesia. So it's really important to take that into account. Now, my first baby, I went epidural all the way. I didn't want to feel the pain. And you know what? I slept through it. They woke me up. They said, oh, you've dilated? I pushed. The baby